And that's according to a report that's gone viral recently and says that those who fit in the age cohort of 15 to 24 are categorized as young people. And those older than this age group would have less satisfaction in life. So...Let's talk more about what's going on with this report.
Yes, please. Okay, so recently, an old article on midlife crisis is by Xinhua Daily Telegraph, a daily newspaper of Xinhua News Agency, was reposted and generated a heated discussion online. The article said young people should be at the age of 15 to 24 years old. Based on their sense of happiness, this concept was backed by a message posted on the official Weibo account of the United Nations on May 4th, 2016, last year's Youth Day. Many netizens were unhappy, including myself, about the statement and complained, "Are those born in 1992, 25 years old, middle-aged people?" It was again triggered, this kind of sentiment again triggered heated discussion about what is to be considered middle age. Just a quick kind of talk about this Xinhua article. The original article was published on October 12th, 2015 by Xinhua Daily Telegraph. It was translated and edited of a version of a report published on their official website from the University of New South Wales in Australia. So Australia, I'm pointing fingers. It was about a survey, though, done by the university, which said young people and very old people are our happiest citizens, with those in midlife having lower satisfaction. So the two peaks of satisfaction came during the age ranging between 15 and 24 and then over 75. So this makes sense to me. I mean, I think that they kind of mixed and jumbled the kind of point of the original survey, which means basically 15 to 24, you're a student. You don't have to pay bills. You're on mom and dad's, bank card in some cases. And then once you're 25, you're pretty much doing everything for yourself. Yeah, and that can be depressing at first.
It's a lot of pressure, and you need to learn a lot of things to support yourself.
Yeah. I'm wondering why they define 25 years old as, not young people. Mm-hmm. But I think we can say that 25 years old is become, mature rather than, for example, 15 to 24 are immature. And I don't think we need to, make midlife equals to crisis. Why, when it comes to midlife, we talk about crisis? Midlife people have their own way of happiness and have their unique way of, enjoying life. So it doesn't equals to crisis.
Yeah, I think that's a wise way to look at this, Zhangwan. And just sort of on a side note, Zhangwan, sometimes when we talk off the show, what you see in life inspires me. And I think you have a very, very wise way of looking at what you what to expect, how to deal with all these things, because I panicked a bit when I saw all these messages on Chinese social media in recent days, actually, about all this talk of 25 being old and midlife crisis sort of just kicks in. And also, I think it's quite interesting to see how these messages have been blown out of proportion and how they've traveled, spread like fire on social media. That is, like what Ryan said earlier, actually the original study said something quite different, but how it has the information has traveled and morphed along the way, turned into something a lot more sensational, and it got onto people's nerves, and a lot of people didn't really bother to check what is this about, but sort of just shared the panic. And I think that's an interesting phenomenon that's going on today on social media, and it's shown its ugly face in so many ways.
Yeah, even just this is so dependent on probably Australia, because I'm thinking of my life, and I don't think I've ever been as happy as I am now. At 29, I'm
good for you, man.
fully grown male, you know, I'm fit, I have a good job, I'm going in the direction I want to go. These kind of things I'm really happy about. But when you're, you know, 15 to 24, I feel like when I was 15, I couldn't wait to be older because I saw and idolized so many older people. And then when you're, you know, 24, even 25, you're a poor person, or at least I was. I was a poor student and starving, you know, not literally, but definitely in so many ways. I couldn't eat the way I wanted to, or at least the way I was eating when I was living with my mom. These kind of things. It was a struggle, my early 20s, but it was an adventure, too. And I learned so much about myself, my capabilities, my threshold. But to say that that was the happiest point in my life, no way. And I think that's so one-sided. I think age is just a number. And I say this because I've had, you know, I have uncles that act like 15-year-olds, and they're, you know, in their 50s, jumping around, being the life of the party. These guys mentally stopped growing after 15 years old. Not literally, but, you know, just people that are genuinely happy, that are very, I think, have a healthy look on the age in their life and what they're doing. I don't think that necessarily 24 is where you start to feel this creeping midlife crisis. And if you are, maybe you need to see someone, because that's, I think that's a little young for that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I remember a research has showed that with a person's age growing, his or her happiness will grow gradually. So, you know, to take me as an example, 35 years old, I feel much more happier than when I was, you know, 20 or 24 years old, because at that time I was in college, in university, and I was worried about, you know, the future job and, you know, lots of things. The worry and anxiety of that period of life is different from, you know, what we have now. So every period of life has their own, you know, advantages and disadvantages.
Yeah, I think this comes out of people's own sensitivity and, like, you know, self-esteem problems, because there's other other ways of kind of considering what's midlife and what's young. So the UN Habitat Youth Fund regarded youngsters as people from 15 to 32 years old. The African Youth Charter, I really like these guys, because they defined youth as people from 15 to 35. You go, the African Youth Charter. But, you know, I think also a lot of people say, oh, I looked so good when I was, you know, 24, and now I'm like 30, or, you know, in my 30s, and I'm old. No. You know, look at people's sexiest man alive each year. These are guys in their mid to late 30s or 40s. You have no excuse. I think your body on some, like, resembles your mindset. And so many people just give up after 30. And, you know, I've never been one to give up. I think that's unhealthy. I think there's a lot of people out there that are proving this wrong. And you can choose to look in the direction and focus where you want. But I don't think this is a healthy direction for anyone to be looking in.
Do you guys think that psychological age is a key point in today's people's lives? You
know? I think that's a very good question. And that's a question that I think, correct me if I'm wrong, guys out there, I don't think men grow up, but okay. I think there is this psychological age that is also an important indicator in terms of judging happiness or where you're at mentally, you know, and it's not just about the physical age. But also, if we're looking at the physical age, I think we should be judging by a different set of criteria, as well as today, people's life expectancy is so much longer. And we can do a comparison that with ancient China, when people used to be considered as enjoying super longevity if they're 60. Mm-hmm. But now it's easy to live to your 80s. And there are other predictions that in the coming years, people who survive to the age of 90 would be pretty common as well. And if you look at that in mind, and also people receiving education and more degrees as we used to, then when you enter society, the workforce, you are already in your late 20s probably. And so many things have been pushed back further into the future, so it only makes sense that your so-called young years and your midlife years and all of those benchmarks be postponed a little bit. I think that's my way of looking at this right now.
You know, I think if you go to many metropolises in the U.S., like let's say San Francisco, people that are in their 30s are considered young, up-and-coming professionals. We call them yuppies. These are people that dress nicely but have that young look. And you know, ancient China got it right because people thought young was considered between 18 and 30. Go, ancient China. I like the way you were thinking. And you know, when we talk about age, and I'll always say this, and I always feel this is a big part of who I am, is age is just a number. Compare a guy who's 18 to another guy who's 18. Now, this other guy that's 18, he just spent his life in one area, in one room, this kind of thing, and then maybe you take this other guy and you just throw a lot of experiences at this other guy. I think you'll find the more mature, though they are the same age, is the guy that's experienced thing. Life isn't amount of time. It's an equation that's time plus experience equals maturity. And I think you can apply that to guys, girls, young,
yeah,
you know, anyone. But you gotta be able to experience all these different things to be able to understand them. And that's what we consider mature. So I don't think that's necessarily something that's focused on time as much as the way you use time.
Mm. And when it comes to the career or, for example, in office, when we talk about, you know, which group of people is much more valuable than the other group of people, we would say that those people in the middle age, that means maybe 40 years old, they would be considered as the backbone of a company or an organization. So they are said to be the strongest workforce in the office.
Actually, that's a very interesting point here, Zhang Wan, because recently there's another very controversial statement that came from, I think, Huawei, a huge Chinese company, that it's rumored that there was this line that came from the president of that company that caught people's eyes. That is, anybody who passed the age of 34 should be cleansed out of the system of that company, because once you pass that age, you lose the ability to innovate and amongst other things. I think that's people's interpretation towards that. So it's interesting, on the one hand, we see people are living longer, but on the other hand, I think in certain, especially maybe high tech companies, that the, what do you call this? This cycle of talent who's useful, so to speak, to the company has been so short. And that's very unsettling for a lot of people, too.
Listen, guys, I don't think the problem is this article. There's always going to be tons of information out there that'll make you feel good, that'll make you feel bad. Time keeps going, whether we like it or not. So you can cry about it, or you can develop a healthy mindset and make each year count and give it experiences and make each year make you grow. I think that's something that's really important. But remember, if this is bugging you, then the problem isn't the article. It's your self-esteem. If it wasn't this article, it would have been something else someone said about, oh, you look very mature. And you would take that as, oh my God, I'm so old because I'm 29 or I'm 30. No, you know, develop a healthy mindset of who you are, where you are in life, and I think that'll make you feel much better about yourself.
And that is certainly a good way to look at the situation. And Ryan, you've given us
I have my Dr. Phil moments.
Yes, oh, you do. Yeah. And you paired up with Zhang Wan in this department. Oh, you guys.
Oh, she's lovely.
Yeah, you guys give me such good advice. And I've stopped panicking a little bit.
Actually, I always feel that a lot of philosophies from Ryan, you know.
It's all those experiences I had in my 20s.
That become useful now. Yeah. and we've got so many messages coming in. I'll read out a couple.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I'll start with Bob the pilot.
Bob!
Yes, hey, first Bob. Of all, he says, I have 36 years experience of being 18.
Yeah, Bob, love it.
I love that too. And also he says, having been referred to as elderly at over 50 by people on your show before, I have zero sympathy for these kids complaining about being called middle aged. Ha ha ha. I think, Bob, you have a wonderful point. Mm-hmm. And Nikki Moon says, why is it that being middle-aged equal to having a crisis? I think this is when the time you are the backbone of the family, you shoulder responsibility, and you are no longer so easily riled up and get angry at things. I think it's a good thing to be mature. And we've got some of you who are sharing the anxiety that I kind of had in the beginning of the show about this. But hopefully, Ryan and Zhangwan's words will become a little bit of a soothing thing for you. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Zhangwan.